This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here this morning. We are coming to you live and in person from the spacious and futuristic studios of and recently upgraded studios of WCBM. Our producer Vern is with us today while Chris is off. Chris is involved in a couple of outdoors oriented things this week, so we're glad to hear that, and maybe when he gets back he'll report as to what's going on. So, morning, Vern. Vern says, hey. So, we've got a couple emails already this morning. It's been an interesting week. Went to my endocrinologist on Monday, and I said, you know, doc, I haven't really lost any weight. I mean, I'm trying. I'm you know, logging all my food, and I'm covering it with all my insulin. I think your advice is probably why I'm not losing any weight. And he looked at me quizzically. He said, what do you mean? I said, what do you tell everybody? What do you tell me every time I come in? What two things I'm supposed to do? And he says, diet and exercise. And I said, well, oh, you know what, Doc? My hearing isn't all that good. I apologize. I thought you said diet and extra fries. See? So he got a little chuckle out of that. Of course, he dragged every drug rep into the office and went and told his entire staff my cute little. Unfortunately, it wasn't original, but hey, I thought it was fun anyway. Hey, you tell your endocrinologist that, you know, but. Good news is the A1C3 is under 7, good shape, 6.6. I'm happy. So he's doing his little, you know, blood pressure and what do you call it? Blood pressure? What else? Pulse rate thing. So he's doing his pulse rate and we're talking and he's trying to do the thing and he says, oh. I said, what? He said, there were two little pauses there in your heartbeat. I said, I have no issues with my heart. I've got a good, strong heart. No problems at all, no heart disease, no family history of heart disease. Well, let me try it again. So he did it again and didn't hear anything. It was fine. I made the mistake of mentioning that to Sparky. You call your doctor right now and you get an EKG. Yes, ma'am. So that was my Thursday morning. However, my heart's fine. I'm in great shape for the shape I'm in. Yeah, a little pudgy, but other than that, I'm good. I'm feeling good, healthy, nice and. On the other hand, Sparky, after her surgery on the 17th, is still hurting. Still hurting a lot. She's not going to be here for a couple more weeks, I'm sure. She's on pain management and, but recovering. I'm seeing progress every single day, you know, so it's all good. It's all good. I'm sure she's listening and she's going to be texting me. Let me see what she said in this last one here. Hold on. So she says, hey, Chuck, good morning. Oh, she says she's here. Good. Glad to hear that. Chuck, good morning, Chuck. How are you? Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you this week. So, What else happened this week? Remind me, Sparky, what happened this week? Anything else exciting? Oh, yeah, well, there was a meeting for the Chesapeake Forest Alliance this week. Chesapeake Forest lands, people who lease lands through Chesapeake Forest lands program. I brought you up to date on this for a couple times. There was a meeting back in June. The 250 clubs involved in the leases of Chesapeake Forest land were informed that their leases would be terminated after the end of this season. Some of these leases have been in effect for 20, 30, 40 years. We met people at the meeting the other night who've been leasing since the 60s and the 70s and so forth. So, and a number of them were basically saying, you know, we don't have our lease. We're done. We're done hunting. It's over. We can't hunt anymore. One fellow, disabled fellow, said, you know, I can't do it. You know, I love hunting. And I buy a license every year, and I want to go, and I want to harvest deer. But, you know, I'm disabled. The club is there, and, you know, if I shoot a deer, I've got club members to help me. I can't go on my own anywhere and do what I do. And a number of people were saying the same thing. You know, look, you know, if they turn this, you know, all of our land into public land, landowners are not going to be happy because they won't know who's on their properties, or the, you know, the forest people won't be able to work with the clubs and have access to forest products, you know, cutting trees and so forth. The roads are maintained now by the clubs. You know, everything is in good shape. There are a number of permanent stands on effect in these leases, which is allowed, but that all goes away. And, you know, 250 clubs multiplied by however many club members is a lot of people to kick out of the hunting community in a day and age when the numbers are already declining, you know, across the board. So we went to the meeting. Bill Miles was there. Bill Miles was hired by the Chesapeake Forest Alliance. A Facebook page was established, and a coordinator was there. Basically stood up and said, hey, I'll take care of social media, I'll take care of the emails and so forth. So I was given his permission to give out his email address. If you are a member of the Chesapeake Forest Lands, the fellow's name is Rob Nally, and the email address is ChesapeakeForestAlliance@gmail.com. ChesapeakeForestAlliance@gmail.com. Anybody wants me to repeat that, just call in, and we'll do that. But, you know, he will reach out to the folks involved in Chesapeake Forest Lands. And, the organization was 47 clubs showed up at the Linkwood Fire Hall the other night, about 75 people altogether. We thought that was outstanding because I kind of keep including myself in this group. I'm more on the outside looking in. I'm kind of like on this ad hoc committee. I'm not an officer or anything else, but, the list of the clubs was made available. Here's the list of clubs. Here's 250 names of clubs, but there's no people affiliated with them. There's no contact. You know, this is the president, here's his email, here's his phone number, this is the Big Buck Hunting Club, and that's all you get. So, yeah, that was allowed to be disclosed. So, a lot of discussion, a lot of topics back and forth. End of the day, Bill Miles was hired to represent, as a lobbyist, to represent Chesapeake Forest Alliance. Funds were collected there. And, you know, will be continue to be collected through Chesapeake Forest Alliance. So there's been a private Facebook page established. And you've got the email address to get in touch with Rob Nally. So that is doing what I'm doing. is my job is letting y'all know what's going on with that. So anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number, and that's our contact number, and that's what the number that Vern will answer when the phone rings. And he'll be glad to do so, seeing if you decide to call in. Look, and we're not locked into talking about any particular topic this morning. We talk about fishing, hunting, trapping, firearms, Chesapeake Forest lands, whatever you want to talk about, as long as it involved in, the outdoors. Right, Vern, you got that. Exactly. So toll-free number is 1-800-922-6680 if you're on a landline. That won't work with your cell phone. So anyway, guess what showed up in on the DNR website this year? This week, believe it or not, yeah, Natural Resources Police Blotter. We'll talk about that shortly. But right now, we're going to talk about Jay in Westminster. Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good. I just the last night observed there's a field near my development.
Yeah,
and I'd say it's about 500 yards away. I could see. It looked like the field had been, it's usually corn, but this year I think that they must have planted it in soybeans or some kind of a low
right, probably soybean
crop. Anyway, off about 500 yards, I'm guesstimating, it looked like it could have been a little, what do they call the deer, this baby deer, fawn.
Yeah, fawn. Mm-hmm.
Do they lay down and, like, would they be laying down in those soybeans?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay, well then I can't.
Or they could be standing up in the soybeans, depending on how high the soybeans are. The fawns are probably right now about maybe 2 feet high, something like that. People are surprised at the size of deer. You know, a large deer is only about 3.5 feet high at the shoulders.
Okay. Well, anyway, I could see off in this distance these little brown mounds throughout the field.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I counted 14 of them.
Yeah, they weren't laying down. They were probably browsing in the soybeans.
Well, they didn't seem to be moving. But
well, maybe they were. Yeah, but they'll definitely lay down in there.
Okay. Anyway, I was just curious if I was seeing what I was actually seeing.
Yep, you were seeing deer and soybeans. No question about it.
I know last fall there were 24. Larger sized deer over in that same field.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there were some adults in that bunch. I'm sure it was it sounds like a group of does and fawns.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing pictures of some tremendous white-tailed bucks. The antlers grow from about the 1st of May till about the end of August. So we're a little more than midway past the antler growth season. And some of the antlers are really filling out nice. A fellow sent me a video of one nice buck. Actually, there were four in the bunch, but one really, really nice one in Baltimore County. And I'll tell you, you could see the defined points, and I think it was a 10-point. But then I saw somebody else sent me one of deer in, where was that? Down near Bowie. And just gigantic antlers on these animals. So, and then they have at least a month to grow yet. So it's pretty fascinating up, the nutrition that we have here in Maryland and, the ability for the deer to grow these antlers. So it's
yeah. You know, I was thinking while you were talking there, if we lose all these hunting areas and ability to harvest the deer.
Yeah.
How fast are we going to be overrun? I mean, it's going to be.
Well, it doesn't take long. I mean, I've said this for years and years and years. One buck plus one doe equals, four deer.
Right.
Usually the doe will give birth to two fawns. And so, the population has the capacity to double, without hunting pressure. We try to harvest about a third of the population each year. Through hunting, and then more are taken out another Probably 20,000 or so, 10,000 reported, but probably another 20,000 are taken out on crop damage permits, and another 30,000 are taken out by automobiles, and then, you know, who knows how many are taken out by diseases and other means. Right now we're at, we used to be over 350,000 deer here in Maryland. And right now they're saying 215 to 220, 220,000 deer. So the herd in the last 15 years has been reduced by about a third.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, I mean, liberal bag limits were accounted for that. But, how far do you push the other way?
Right.
You know? So.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to confirm that I really was seeing these baby deer.
Oh, yeah, you were seeing, you are there. You know, I'm guessing if you saw 14 deer, you probably saw, maybe five or six does, and the rest are all youngsters, I would imagine.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes Jay. Interesting call. How about that? Well, let's talk about a couple of our sponsors. Let's talk about, who do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Clyde's? Okay, we can talk about Clyde. Talked to Billy yesterday. They are getting geared up for the upcoming hunting season, of course. Right now the fishing hotline is working, and they're doing really well with their tackle sales this year, which is good because that means fishing is good and people are actually going fishing and crabbing. So if you need anything for fishing, rods, reels, bait and tackle is all available right there. Clyde Sports Shop for any type of fishing. If you're fishing for the striped bass, you know, the chumming and live lining, they've got the, non-offset circle hooks and everything you need for that. If you're fishing for perch, they've got, all the top and bottom rigs and the live bait, frozen bait, if you want to use that for perch. Pardon me. Boy, got something in my throat. Catfish, same thing. They'll help you with any of that and, you know, the striped bass and any other type of bait, any other type of fishing you want to do. If you want to go down the lower bay and do some trolling for the mackerel, the Spanish mackerel, you can do that too. So all you got to do is give them a call. And I'll tell you what, here's something that Billy mentioned to me. We were talking about the state of the tackle industry and how Berkeley's been sold and other manufacturers have, you know, gone off the grid and done some things that haven't helped their dealers. And he mentioned St. Croix rods. He said, St. Croix rods. He said, thank God, you know, made in America, and they are doing everything that they can do to help their dealers. And he said, it's a good product. It's a good company. And so it's nice. So if you're looking for a nice St. Croix rod, you need to check it out at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Well, that 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, you know where they're located. That's right, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road exit, right there in Kent Island, right off Route 50. You see the sign on the road, and you can just go right around the exit there and get in the parking lot and get yourself whatever you need for fishing or crabbing this weekend. They are Kent Island's crabbing headquarters with pots and traps and nets and ready-to-go trot lines and trot line components and crab bait and crab seasoning and steamers and licenses and ramp permits. And Yeti coolers and Costa sunglasses. They've got all that stuff. They even carry the Grindens gear if you're going to go out there in the fall and get in some rain. They've got the rain gear and apparel and the boots from Grindens, the extra tough fishing boots. A complete selection of fishing tackle as well, bows, arrows, and archery equipment, firearms, and hunting supplies. Where? Chesapeake Outdoors. Where at? Route 50 East, exit 39B across the bridge right there, Dominion Road. Exit 39B on Kent Island. Why not stop by, see their great selection, or give them a call at 410-604-2500. There are still 20% off the Bradley smokers, at 40% off the spring trolling baits, 20% off the Andy trolling rods, and you can check that out while you are there. Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
I think Hank predicted that pretty well, don't you? Where are we headed as a country? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So I mentioned a police blotter before. This is a conversation I've mentioned before and I've had with the top folks at the NRP. Been in touch with them this week, as a matter of fact. So, two folks from Walkersville. I believe that's in Frederick County. They were charged with taking rental boats and items from a boathouse in Cunningham Falls State Park up in Garrett County. Natural Resources Police received a call on June 22nd reporting missing money and property and damaged cash register at the boathouse run by CW Boat Rentals, a private operator. Police say that Christina Huffer and Ambor Javed. Now, it doesn't say whether Ambor, A-M-B-U-R, is how he identifies or how she identifies, so we don't know what that name Ambor is. So whether this is, we just don't know, nor shall we comment other for any further than that. But Ambur Javed took rental boats onto the lake without permission, broke into the boathouse by reaching through an unsecured window and unlocking the door. And then Christina Huffer also admitted that she and Javed took drinks, a lighting adapter cord, and $1.50 in cash from the boat. $1.50. Huffer and Javed were charged with fourth-degree burglary, malicious destruction of property, and theft less than $100. Both face up to 3 years in jail for the burglary, an additional penalty of 5 months in jail time, and up to $1,000 in fines for the other charges. What a stupid, stupid crime. Pointless. Don't you agree? Vern agrees. Yep, no question. Here's an interesting one. Police charged several people with illegally harvesting freshwater clams from the Potomac River in Montgomery County after investigating several incidents in late June. On June 26th, officers say they observed two individuals harvesting freshwater clams near Dickerson Conservation Park. Officers stopped the duo on land and found them in possession of about one bushel of freshwater clams. I don't know if I've ever eaten a freshwater clam or if I'd want to. Especially out of the Potomac River. But anyway, Junquin Zhang. That's his name, Junquin Zhang. Mm-hmm. Of Hyattsville and Quin Mao Fang of Hagerstown were charged with harvesting a bivalve shellfish during the closed season. Did you know we had bivalve shellfish in the Potomac River up that way in Dickerson, which is also in Montgomery County? On June 29th, officers again observed Zhang and Fang. Yep, they were harvesting freshwater clams from the river. Each received an additional citation for the harvest of bivalve shellfish during the closed season. On June 30th, it's rampant. I mean, this is rampant. Officers observed another three individuals harvesting freshwater clams from the Potomac River. After the suspects didn't return to their vehicle, officers entered the area and briefly pursued them, at which time police also said they attempting to conceal freshwater clams and clamming equipment. That's what it says, they attempting. Doesn't say they were attempting, it says they attempting. Wen Song Chen of Ellicott City, Chen Yu Q of Baltimore, and Z Chen of Parkville were each charged with harvest of bivalve shellfish during closed season. Each charge is a maximum penalty of $1,000. Police also charged four men with striped bass violations after monitoring fishing activity near Kent Narrows in Queen Anne's County. On July 10th, Natural Resources Police observed several individuals on recreational vessel catching and keeping striped bass that were undersized and also in excess of the daily bag limit. During an inspection of the boat, police uncovered a large trash bag containing 27 undersized striped bass concealed in the bilge area of the fishing vessel. The officers discovered two more legal-sized striped bass in a cooler. Officers confiscated the 27 illegal fish and donated them to a local food pantry. That's right. Santos Gudiel Medina Alvarado of Germantown. Minerva Cruz Santos of Mount Rainier. Alcides B. Martinez Vieira of Germantown. And Carlos Rene Escoto Villatoro of Gaithersburg were charged with possession of undersized striped bass. A possession of striped bass above the legal creel limit. Each defendant faces a maximum of $2,000 in fines. Welcome back, fellas. Santos Gudel Medina Alvarado, Minerva Cruz Santos, Alcides B. Martinez Vieira, and Carlos Rene Escoto Villatoro. Bad dudes. 27 undersized striped bass. But they had two good ones in the cooler.
Coming to America, every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America, got a dream to take them there, they're coming to America,
dreaming of rockfish,
got a dream they've come to share, they're coming to America. Coming to America.
And they're coming today, no question. Thank you, Vern. Appreciate the musical accompaniment to the police blotter there for some reason. What got into you there this morning? So 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Interested in taking your phone call right here on the air. Yeah, it doesn't matter what your topic is, your subject, something we've talked about or something different. It doesn't matter. We're more than glad to talk to you about it. Hey, young man from Easton. I don't know this fella. I don't know if Robin knows the Hartzell family or not, but Scott Hartzell, Jr. of Easton, he's the first official state record holder for a Florida Pompano. Caught in the Chesapeake Bay, 3.375-pound fish was caught on Stone Rock near Tillman Island. Hartzell was trolling for bait fish with family and friends when he caught the fish on a gold Clark spoon at the end of a few tangled fishing lines. We use gold Clark spoons, and I don't know if Clark spoon is one word, but it is in the DNR report. Excuse me, I always thought it was Clark's spoon, two words. But how do I know more than the DNR police or Natural Resources police? But anyway, he caught this fish while they were, I guess, trolling for, you know, perch or spot or something. But there it is, a 3.375 Florida Pompano. We weren't sure what it was, said Dad, Scott Hartzell Sr., the angler's father. We've caught crazy fish before, but never this. Nope, never this. Hartzell's took a few pictures, sent them to some friends for identification, and were notified of their rare catch. A department biologist verified the species as a Florida Pompano. Trachinotus carolinus. Its weight was certified at the Cooperative Oxford Laboratory. The fish is commonly found in the warm waters off the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico, but occasionally moves northward. Wonder why? Probably found something to eat here in the Chesapeake Bay in this hot weather and hot water. We've had a few reports of Florida Pompano being caught in the bay recently and expect to see more, said Eric Zlokovich. He's our recreational fishing outreach coordinator. He's been on the air here a few times. We think it's time for the state to recognize this species as a record catch. So it is recorded in the Chesapeake Division. The department maintains all the state records. You can get your state record application. And if you think you caught one, you can call 443-569-1381. Make sure you preserve the fish in ice water, preserve its weight, so it can be confirmed and certified. Hey, let's talk to Bill on his car phone from Catonsville. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Billy. How you doing, man?
He's playing, I guess. So, some of the guys you were talking about, I was out on the bay the other day, and about a 14-foot John boat with, like, seven guys in it, fishing at the Rock Pile Bay Bridge.
Right.
Hilarious. The good thing was all seven of them had life jackets on.
That is a good thing.
Because I don't know how they would have got saved out there, but, you know.
Wow. Well, you know.
Crazy.
Stupid is as stupid does, to quote one of my heroes, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
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 Oh, but my gosh.
Fishing's been real good.
Glad to hear that.
Down south, they're catching trout and Spanish mackerel.
Yeah, I'd heard about the mackerel. I didn't know about the trout coming back in, but that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a resurgence of the trout like we had back in the 80s when we used to fish. We'd go out in the evening and fish for those big tide runners, those 10, 12-pound trout. Nothing like it, man. It was just fabulous. I used to fish with Tommy Goody at Goody's Marine. Get a bucket of chicken at English's and rig our ounce and a half bucktails with a plastic worm and a piece of peeler and drop them down over the side, man. And those big trout would hit. Oh, what fun. What fun. So.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a couple different people about the late 80s, early 90s, this time of year, you'd have bluefish everywhere in the bay.
Yes, exactly.
We don't have them.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
You might get some small schools of little ones, but there's just not. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what's going on with these blue catfish. A lot of guys are catching them. I saw a picture of a guy that opened the gut of a catfish, and they had small clams inside of the catfish.
Interesting. Very
Whole
interesting.
Clams.
Yep. Well, these blue catfish, I mean, you know, any fish will eat whatever's available to it. Some fish are less discriminating than others, but yeah, I mean, the blue catfish are taking over. I had some to eat the other day. They were really delicious, and I talked to Robin about it the other day. You know, she tried it and wasn't impressed, but I liked it. And I said, you know, I was surprised by getting these fish on a Saturday afternoon, and I filleted them, you know, the standard way. And I said, by the way, didn't we buy an electric knife to fillet fish with? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, where is it? And they're like, yeah, okay, well, we'll find it sometime. So, but I just could, you know, it just never hit my brain cells that we had an electric knife somewhere to do that. So that's going to be standard operating procedure now. So, but
we went out Saturday in that heat and we were going to do some bottom fishing, but by the time we caught our rockfish, I was like, there's no way. It is way, way too hot out here to pull that.
Oh, yeah. Are you paying attention to the advisories that they're issuing every day, the red, green, or yellow warnings on rockfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're yellow. I think tomorrow through Tuesday or Wednesday, because it looks like the 90s are coming back.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The problem was that we needed to go. The family was all in town, and we were fishing no matter what. So
sure. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
We got on the water at 5, and you know we were at our rockfish pretty quick. So.
Yep. Well, that's a good thing when you catch them quick.
Yeah.
So well, good.
Yep.
Well, there's no need to stay out there and fry your brain, I can tell you that.
No.
So.
No, not at all.
No. Been there, done that, you know, don't need that experience again, so.
Not at all.
Yeah. So you
I did hear of a black drum being caught at the bridge
okay.
on a modern fishing rig.
That's cool. Yeah. That used to be a big fishery as well. There at the mouth of the Chop Tank, Stone Rock. That used to be a big fisher. I don't know how much people even fish for drum anymore, but
yeah.
So what do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about on goose hunting?
Good luck on the migratory season. That's going to be you sneeze and it's going to be over with. It's going to be a mess. I feel for the guys that are trying to outfit. I mean, you're just not going to be able to do a whole lot.
Nope, you're right. You're right about that. Have you been following the reports on Ungava?
I have not.
I watched it the other day, and it looks like the weather has broken. It's in the 50s and 60s up there now, and that's good. The banding starts in about a week. So, you know, the early report, you know, in end of May, early June, there was still snow cover on most of Ungava, but some of it was starting to break open. And that this warm weather that we've had here, you know, also affected what's going on up there. So it may be a successful hatch. It may not be. I guess we'll have to wait, you know.
They need one, but it's going to have to be a couple years in a row to get some numbers back.
No question. No, I'm looking at one goose for the next probably 5 years, I would imagine. So.
Yeah, and unless they have some major problems, then you could potentially get another shutdown.
That's possible too. It's all possible. So.
You know.
Yep, I do.
That's why I went out west and picked up some more farms. So.
Good for you.
Guys that want to shoot birds, we can shoot them.
You can shoot the resident birds. Yep. Good deal. All right, Billy. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, buddy. Stay
See
in touch.
You. Take care.
All right, Alan.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to Scott, and then we'll take our break. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Oh, headed down to Eastern Shore right now. We're going to be putting in soon. Got a little bass tournament with the boat down here.
Right.
And the main reason I called, I'd like to give a shout out, which I don't give many, to the Brown Department of Transportation, I guess Governor Hogan, that they're going to finally give us folks that have recreational trailers, like me with my bass boat trailer,
right,
some type of discount on these tolls. Today it'll cost me $36 from my home in Middle River to cross the Key Bridge, then the Bay Bridge, and then go back again, get hit a second time on the Key Bridge, $12 each way. And I've been complaining about that ever since, since Hogan took office, and he had some cutbacks on the tolls for the other bridges and all, and I kept telling him, you know, us guys that have a camper or a boat trailer like I do, or any type of little utility trailer, we have to pay right now the same price as a heavy dump truck that weighs 66,000 pounds, and my boat and trailer weigh less than my pickup truck that I'm driving, yet I've got to pay $8 for that.
Right.
For my truck. And finally, it looks like we're going to get some relief, and I just want to give the governor a shout out and thank you. I'm hard on him about other things, but he's doing the right thing, finally. And on the bad side of it, it's not taking effect until September 1st of 2020.
Right.
I wish they would do it sooner, but at least we know it is coming.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, Scott, I wish you luck today in your tournament, and sorry about the tolls. You know, I really am. So, but
yeah.
He's looking at the tolls for the folks like you. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's good. An update on the snakehead issue in Middle River. They are thicker than ever. We've been catching them left and right.
Wow.
And there doesn't seem to be any end. Other fish, like I live on the water down there, and normally I have hundreds or even thousands of minnows all along my shoreline. This year, if you can count a half dozen, you're lucky, but you can stand there and watch the snakeheads cruising around.
I got it, yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're expanding at a rate like nothing I've ever seen.
No
but
question.
We're catching them and we're eating them, and they are very good eating.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, just want to call and say hi and throw that out there.
Appreciate it, buddy. Stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Scott. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Scott. Tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I'm going to talk about hunting for a little bit because we did talk about Browning Firearms with Billy yesterday when we talked on the phone. We talked about muzzleloaders more than we talked about the Browning. And, you know, the fact that Remington, get this now, and this is from a conversation with Bill, Remington has that ultimate muzzleloader. They're not even going into production till third quarter. Not even going into production. Now, there hasn't been any. Clyde's has six on order since January. There hasn't been any produced. They're not producing any till the third quarter. And it's like, hey, guys, you know, we have an early muzzleloader here. Sorry for your luck from Remington. So, you know, we're talking about Thompson Center and all the great Thompson Center firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. And they've got some new ones. You might want to check it out. But it's time for me to tell you about Browning. That's right. The BPS Hunting and Sporting Pump Action Shotgun. 410, 2012, and 10-gauge models. 12-gauge rifle deer hunter models. Rifled barrel deer hunter models available. If you like a pump action, it's the BPS. For those of you who like a bolt-action rifle, it's the X-Bolt. Hell's Canyon. Speed, long-range, and long-range Macmillan models. There's three different models. The Speed, the long-range, and long-range Macmillan models come in some great calibers. You'll love the look of this and the feel of this firearm. It's just a hunting gun. And then for auto-loading shotguns, it's always going to be the A5. A5. Recoil operated kinematic drive, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Come hell or high water, the hump is back. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9-410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
There he goes, Scott. All your weapons of mass destruction, brother.
Pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of bass destruction.
Yep, bass fishing's good. Just got a nice picture of a largemouth from one of our listeners, David. His wife Stephanie with her first largemouth. Congratulations, Stephanie. It's a really nice looking fish. So no other details other than it's her first fish. Looks like she caught it off of dock in a pond or something. So that's cool. Glad to see it. Thanks for sending a picture. If you got any hunting pictures, by the way, we can use them for the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Fall issues coming out either late next week or early the following week. We're putting that together this weekend in the next few days. The covers are already on their way to the printers. By the way, next Saturday, if you have a nice deer that you'd like to get measured for the upcoming Maryland record book called Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland's Finest. That's the name of the record book. We're cutting off our entries by December 15th. So go to the website, give us a call, give one of our scorers a call, our measures a call, set up an appointment and get your deer measured. But publicly next week, we're going to be at Autumn Sky Outfitters up in Street, Maryland on the 3rd. Next Saturday, we'll have Steve Keithley up there measuring some whitetails. And if you have a nice black bear you've taken in Maryland or even a sick of deer, we're looking forward to measuring that up and getting that that record-keeping process underway for your buck. Entry fees are $25 to enter BBS. And then if, you know, your buck is big enough for one of the, like the Archer organization, Pope and Young Club. Steve is a certified Pope and Young measure. And also Boone and Crockett. If you kill one that's a big, big giant trophy buck and want to have it entered in Boone and Crockett in their record book as well, Steve can facilitate all of that. So Autumn Sky Outfitters, August 3rd. We'll be there about 10 o'clock in the morning and ready to go. Steve will be measuring up the deer, and you'll get to meet some great guys and have a fun time at the archery shop up there in Harford County, Street, Maryland, Autumn Sky. All right. We about done there, Vern? 58:50. That means we're out of here in a minute and a half or less, right? Count it down, 58:44. No, we're not going to do that. So the emails are coming. The emails are coming in. John B. sending us a few, sending us some DIY stuff for fish cleaning. And we heard from, let's see. Oh, yeah, Randy likes the police blotter. Haven't had one in a long time since last year. So glad to hear from you. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. If you want any information on Chesapeake Forest land, we can connect you with the folks. Chesapeake Forest Alliance at gmail.com. That's Chesapeake Forest Alliance at gmail.com. Fellow running that is named Rob Nally, N-A-L-L-Y. He's already been in touch with me this morning. Had a nice conversation with my buddy Gene, the turkey hunter, the other evening. He pocket dialed me, and I called him back. We had a nice conversation, so didn't know he was a member of Chesapeake Forest Land, so now he's involved. So, all right, folks, that's the end of the first hour. Guess we'll go forward from here after the news break. Stay tuned for more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm Alan Ellis. Get out, stay out, stay safe.